A nagy hajtás persze nem múlik el nyomtalanul, még végmennél sem. Családi élete sem volt rökkenőmentes, hiszen 6 gyermeket hozott össze 4 feleségtől. Egy időben komoly gondjai voltak az alkoholral és a kábítószerekkel is. De nézzék inkább azt, mit tett le az asztalra. 75-ben megjelent, főként koncertsorozatban, az Arthur királyról írt sója, melyet például a Wembley arénában jégtáncosok és nagyzenekar kíséretében adtak elő. Wakeman már elismert muzsikus, igazi sztár, bár a gazdasági sikerben nem ért el a legnagyobbak szintjét, éheznie azért sosem kellett. Az ő munkássága és életműve még megérdemelne bővebb ismertetést, lehet, erre még vissza is térek későbbi műsoromban. Most hallgassunk bele egyben búcsúzóul is a nagy kompozíció egyikébe, Utazás a Föld középpontja felé. Aztán majd csak összefutunk újra. Sziasztok!
Journey to the Center of the Earth. The story begins on the 24th of May, 1863, in Hamburg, when Professor Lidenbrook and his nephew Axel discover an old parchment in a 12th century book called Heims Kringla, a chronicle of the Norwegian princes who ruled over Iceland. This parchment, when decoded into Latin and translated by Axel, proved to be written by an alchemist of the 16th century and read as follows. Descend into the crater of Snæfellsjökull, over which the shadow of Skataris falls, before the kaolins of July, bold traveler, and you will reach the center of the earth. I have done this, Arne Seknusson. Snæfells is a 5,000 feet high mountain in Iceland, an extinct volcano, its last eruption having been in 1229. And so the journey from Hamburg to Iceland begins.
Thank you. by one man's journey from the past. In Iceland, where the mountain stood with pride, they set off with their guide to reach the safety through the long descent into the crater of volcanic rock they went. Look up from our telescopic glare, one star for us to share. We continue on.
Admiring shades of lava, which imperceptibly passed from reddish-brown to bright yellow, their way lit by crystals appearing as lighted globes. They continued through the lava gallery, which gently sloped until they reached the intersection of two roads. Without hesitation, Professor Lidenbrook chose the eastern tunnel, and the journey continued through a succession of arches appearing before them as if they were the aisles of a Gothic cathedral. The walls were enhanced with impressions of rock weeds and mosses from the Silurian epoch. Taken had come to a dead end. With 3 days' walk back to the fork to find Arne Saknussemm's original route, they found their water rations were limited to one day. Knowing their only chance of finding water was on that route, they set off for the fork. And there, finally, they fell almost lifeless on the third day. After sleep, they continued down the other tunnel in their quest for water. And whilst searching on his own, Hans the guide heard the sound of water thundering behind a granite wall, and with a pickaxe, attacked the wall so as to allow a stream of boiling water to enter and cool in their tunnel. Not only had they found life in the water, but they had also found a flowing guide to the center of the earth. They called the stream the Hansbach. Replenished with water, the journey continued with haste, but somehow they found themselves separated. Professor Lidenbrook's nephew Axel found himself alone. His mind was seized with unparalleled fear, and he saw memories of home flashing before him. His fiancée, Gräuben, his house, and friends in Hamburg. He saw hallucinations of all the incidents of the journey, and, unworthy as he felt, he knelt in fervent prayer.